We continue with our Holy Gospel from St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. And for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now confess our common faith as Christians in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1924, the comic strip Little Orphan Annie was first published. It would go on for decades, and in 1977, it would become a Tony Award-winning musical. In 1982, it would become a feature film. Little Orphan Annie was about Annie, who was an orphan girl who had nothing to her name except her dog, Sandy, and the other orphans at the orphanage. That is, until one day, Daddy Warbucks adopted Annie, and she now had what she had always wanted, a family. She became heirs, an heir to his riches, but that's not what counted to her. She was thankful to be his daughter. Our scripture today from Romans talks about being adopted, to being adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, as well as heirs of eternal life. But the Apostle Paul warns against life according to the flesh before he talks about adoption. Flesh meaning our fallen, sinful nature, that flesh which clings to us. We are no longer obligated to satisfy the desires of the flesh, and yet we still struggle with it. Whether it be desires, whether it be selfishness, where we put our own needs before the needs of others, whether it be laziness, where we tell God, we'll do that another time, I'll pray to you later, God. I'll read scripture another time, God. I'll serve my neighbor some other time, God. Or maybe it's idolatry. Idolatry sounds like an Old Testament term, but it's used in the New Testament as well, because idolatry is simply putting something else before our God. We all have our own struggles. We all have our own weaknesses. We all are tempted in different ways. And yet we see what the sin leads to. And yet Paul says, put to death the sins of the flesh by the Spirit. He says, live by the Spirit. He says, all who are led by the Spirit are sons of God and daughters of God, children of our own Heavenly Father. We no longer have a spirit of slavery to fear. We no longer are in slavery to sin. When I was a young boy, for a while I struggled with fear. When I would go to bed at night, I would pray to God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God. I thought if I said it enough times that it would come true. And yet, eventually God showed me that we don't have to be a slave to the spirit of fear, that forgiveness is his gift to us, that his love is his gift to us, that salvation is his free gift to us, and that we are forgiven, we are cleansed, we are created anew. And so we have a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters of God. We now cry, Abba, Father. Abba means dear Father. And that is how we come to our Heavenly Father. We call him our dear Father. It's an intimate name, It's a confident name, as we are confident in the grace and the goodness of our Heavenly Father. Our scripture says that the Spirit speaks with our spirit and assures us of God's love and God's mercy and God's grace. When I think of adoption, I think of my friends, Jen and Chris. Jen and Chris, they had two beautiful daughters, and yet they felt the need to enlarge their family, to show their love to people who did not have it. And so, they decided to adopt. They adopted two young boys from China, Marcus and Chin Chin. Marcus was born with a disability in his legs, so he was unable to walk. Chin Chin was born legally blind. And yet Jen and Chris knew this when they adopted both boys. They simply wanted to show God's love to people who would never have it without them. And so they adopted Marcus and Chin Chin. Marcus and Chin Chin have grown up in the family of love of Jen and Chris, and they have grown up in the love of God the Father. And so this is how we are adopted by our Heavenly Father. We may have weaknesses, we may have disabilities, we know that we struggle with sin, and yet He adopts us out of love for us. And we are now heirs of eternal life and co-heirs with Christ. We are given life eternal. We are given glory. We are given a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When I work at a senior living community, and one of the residents there told me recently about her son. Her son died as a young boy, and she struggled so much in trying to deal with his death. And then she said, but one evening while I was sleeping, I had a dream. And in my dream, my son came to me and said, it's okay, Mom. I'm okay. Everything's going to be all right. And then he said, and you know what, Mom? I get to see Jesus anytime I want. And I thought, what a wonderful story that we have to look forward to as God's sons and daughters, as heirs of eternal life, that we look forward to living in His presence forever and for eternity. And so today, know that you have been adopted into God's family. Know that He loves you more than you can ever imagine. Know that you no longer have to have a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the grace of God the Father, the love of God the Son, and the peace of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.